Good morning. Today's daf is daf Pei Hei. Tach Picha Amar Ehu. Okay, we got up to the two dots, about one quarter of the way down. And the Mishnah continues. Mishnah Nafal Alav Mapolet, and it lists a number of different sveikot, none of which seem to be particularly more chomer than the other one, because it says here somebody, a building collapses on. It's a suffix whether he's there or not, suffix whether he's alive or dead, suffix if he's a kuti or yisrael. I mean, let me just say, if you go suffix, what are you adding? Asks the Gemara, Maika Omar, what's the point of adding all of these various sveikot? Says the Gemara, no, what are you talking about? It's not, it's additive, it's not alternative. Lomi Baika Omar. In other words, we're starting from the simple situation. Lomi Bai Suffik Usham Suffik Enosha. First we have a question. Was he in the building when it collapsed? The assumption being from the way it collapsed, where we could assume that if we can get the building off, that we'll definitely be able to save his life. The Itachai. Okay, so we have one Suffik, and Bifakri. But even if there's an added Suffik, that even if he was there and we successfully excavate the building, it's likely that he's dead. Afilo Suffik Chai Suffik Mate, nonetheless Bifakri. And furthermore, add an additional suffix. Lomi bai suffix chai suffix mate, where we know that he's a Jewish guy. It's a male we're being Mechal Shabbos for. El afilo suffix kuti suffix Israel, where there's no need to be Mechal Shabbat. So even if he is there, and even if he is alive, I mean, how do we know the chi of Chilul Shabbat? Nonetheless, mefak. Yeah, no matter how many is right, exactly. Mitzau chai mefakrin. So the Gemara Kedmisha continues, if as we're excavating, we discover that he's alive, then we continue to excavate. Much hope. Oh, he's alive? Great. See you later. We go back home. I mean, it's just a Gemara Pshita. Not the Chiddush is, but Tzrikar Afilu Chayei Sha'ah. We find the guy alive, but he's clearly on his last breaths. I mean, he's not going to make it. So maybe he'll live another couple of hours. Is it Kedai to be Mechal Shabbos? So we see from here that even Chayei Sha'ah, the Mishnah is telling us, we have to continue to excavate the building despite the fact that we're not going to be able to save his life. But if he's dead, we stop excavating. I mean, obviously, what's the point of excavating? Remember that we had the whole sugya in Shabbat. The Tanya ein matzilin adamit b'tnei kaz. According to the Chachamim, if a house is on fire, we don't allow you to remove a body that was in the house. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda ben Lakish says, and this is how we paskin, shamati shematzilin adamit b'tnei adleka. Now I heard that you do in fact carry the body out of the house into the chotzer and so on. Doesn't mean that you carry midoraita. But over here, we don't have that heter to continue excavating to remove the mate. Because I feel Rabbi Yehuda ben Lakish, lo ka'amar alamitov shadam bohul almeto, ilo sharita layati l'kivuye. Over there, it made no sense. This was the basis of the Shmua of Rabbi Yehuda ben Lakish. It made no sense to answer the tiltal of the mate, whereby in doing so, we encourage actual chilul Shabbat. Because we'll make a takana, don't move the mate, because of mukta. So the guy will put out the fire. Because he's not even thinking. He's basically out of control. He sees the mate in danger. So he'll go now to be bechaba. Therefore, we give him, basically, an outlet. Okay, save the mate. But over here, what's the alternative? Of a halakha. First of all, we're not in a state of behala as we are in the other. But even you say the guy is going to want to take him out. So what's he going to do worse? You say, let's be matir him to excavate, because if we're not matir him, he'll excavate. So what's the point? He will. There's nothing that he's going to do that's worse than what it is that we're saying we should give him an alternative. There's no alternative. It's the same situation. Over there, there's an alternative. Remove the mate, which is a drabona, or put out the fire, which is a diorita. So let him remove the mate. So the mele here, the whole logic breaks down on every level. And therefore, the chiddush of the Mishnah is to force you to recognize that distinction. It's telling you that even though when it comes to a fire, indeed, we paskin that you can remove the mate, there's no rationale for doing that here. Tan rabbanan, ad hechan ubodek, you're in the middle of excavations, you uncover the person. He does not seem to be alive. It's not moving. It's clearly unconscious. How exactly do we continue to check to see whether he's alive? Ad hechan ubodek. So we're going to continue. We find now his arm and his leg sticking out from under a rock. Okay, we're not going to bring in a bulldozer, a manof, we're going to remove the rock. Okay. Where do we check to see whether he's alive? So the Tanakhama says, at chotmo, we check to see if he's breathing. The yesh omrim ad libo. Others say that we check until we're able to uncover his heart so that we can check on a heartbeat. So in other words, we don't trust a heartbeat in the extremities. We trust the heartbeat only where we can actually hear the heart itself, because maybe he's lost a lot of blood, low blood pressure, we're not catching a pulse somewhere else. So you would have to actually uncover his heart.
I thought that wasn't breathing.
So this is the question. There are major issues over here. We'll see that chotmo indeed is based on the pasuk of nishmat ruach hayim. But obviously, to say that because someone has stopped breathing, he's dead is absurd. He may have stopped breathing a second ago. And therefore, in practical terms, the way the poskim understand that the ad libo is definitely a given. You have to check for a pulse. The question is whether you have to check for a pulse at the heart, or could you check for a pulse, let's say, in the carotid artery or something. See whether there's a pulse there to his brain, plus see whether he's breathing. That's how some of the poskim explain it. The modern poskim, I mean modernism, within the past century explain it. But the truth is there are alternatives, which some understand the Gemara as saying this. Obviously, and that's all of the poskim are asking, obviously if we've uncovered the mate in such a way that there's any chance of resuscitation, then none of this is meaningful. Neither chotmo nor libo, because we could resuscitate him in either of them. We may be able to get a heartbeat going again. We may be able to get him breathing again. The Gemara is talking about where it's clear that the guy has been in this state for a while. In other words, for a half an hour at least, he's been sitting there. There's a big rock that's been pressing down on his lungs. He couldn't breathe for the past half hour. And so on and so forth. In other words, it's clear from the situation that there's no heartbeat because there hasn't been a heartbeat for a while. That there's no breathing because there hasn't been a breathing for a while. It's completely covered with dust and so on and so forth. So there, the shaila's okay. What are we saying, Mechai? But certainly, if there's any chance of it, in a practical sense, it's obvious that there's any chance to resuscitate him. And if 100 years from now, you'll be able to resuscitate him, even in cases where there's brain death and so on. I mean, obviously, let's say there'd be such a thing. So fine, we would do that too. The practicality is always going to be more than the simple simon. You'll have to have a simon according to what it is that you define at that point as being the medical reality. That's all. Nonetheless, the Gemara is central in defining what you have a right to be simon on. So in other words, the Gemara is saying that breathing is an important sinner. And then that would mean, breathing is an important sinner, but that would mean, and it's, again, some of the modern poskim will put together brainstem death together with an inability to breathe spontaneously. So what do I need the breathing for? No, because in other words, the Gemara says as long as there's sufficient control in the brain to have spontaneous breathing, patients breathing on his own, then we would not consider him to be dead, despite the fact that his brain seems to be dead. As long as we definitely need that symptom. Question is whether we can utilize an indication that he's beyond resuscitation. But no one will say, take a patient who's spontaneously breathing and be samech on another simon that he's dead. That's, I can't detect a heartbeat, so he's dead. Okay, so cut off his head. Okay, so that is definitely giving us a simon for it. Now, the question is, of course, the other direction. In other words, how about if you're still getting a heartbeat? And so that's the question of ad libo ad chotmo. Because you may still be able to get a heartbeat, and there's a brainstem that you cannot breathe spontaneously. So again, I mean, there's no record of a written tshuva by Rav Meisher on this, but there's the Rabbi Tendler, who's his son-in-law, claims that he was told this by Rav Meisher, that if there's a brainstem death, and the patient is not breathing spontaneously, that despite the fact that there's a heartbeat, the patient is dead based on this bedikat chotmo. Because you have an indication that there'd be no way anyway to resuscitate. Of course, nobody believes him, and so on and so forth. But Lamaisa, because of that,
he's not breathing.
The patient cannot breathe on his own. You can hook him up to a machine in order to make sure that the cells that you want to harvest, the organs you want to harvest from the death, the deceased, don't die. Okay, so you hook him up to a ventilator of some kind. So I mean, in Achinami, based on that, he was matir alach Lamaisa in Rav Meisher's name, many hashkalot devarim that were done in cases like that, where we're able to maintain a semblance of life. Now, obviously, a lot of poskim claim that it's murder, but that's the situation. So this Gemara has a lot of contemporary implication. Again, no idiot would claim that the Gemara is saying that despite the fact that you could save the guy, he's technically dead, therefore who cares? That's a given. Furthermore, suppose Badaku Matzal Yonim Meitim, the building collapses, and you check and you find that all the people towards the top of the ruin are dead. That doesn't mean you have a right to assume that the ones on the bottom are definitely dead. Lo yomar kvar meitu atakod. In fact, experience shows, Maase hayao Matzal Yonim Meitim v'tachponim chayim. There have been plenty of cases where people were killed in the top of a collapsed building, and people that you would have thought for sure must be dead were saved by being underneath something that kept the collapse off of them and so on. So you have to go to the very bottom to make sure that there are no survivors. Neima hani tanoi kani tanoi. Is it reasonable to say that the machloket here of where we check, do we check the head area, do we check the heart area, would be dependent in the following machloket tanoi, the tanya. Meichana vlad notzar. Where is the formation, where do we see the formation of early stages of embryonic development, from which point can we say that it continues on. So the Tanakhama says, Mirosho, Shenema Mime'eimi, Hata Gozi, but the solution of Gozi. From within the uterus, you were my Gozes. It says, Gezi Nizreh, V'yashlichi. So the lotion of Gozi, Gozi Nizreh, is clearly referring to the head. So Gozi must mean you basically formed me from my top, in which case we could check his breath. Whereas Abashol Omer, Mitiburo, Mishalayach Shirashavilachvela. Basically, the development areas from the placenta directly into the vlad at the navel, and from that point it continues outward. But all of the developing stem cells and differentiations begin there because that's where the nourishment is coming in. So apparently, I mean, according to him, we wouldn't view the head as being the central place to be invaded. Says the Gemara, what does one have to do with the other? For heaven's sakes, do the Tema Abashol. I mean, what connection is there between the formation of an embryo and the maintenance of life? I mean, if you Tema Abashol, Atkan no Kamar Abashol, Atam, Elinyan Yitzira. You're talking about something is formed. Okay, understand. That he holds called Mide Mimitziate Mitzar. That it makes sense to take a look biologically. You see that things form from a center point and they extend outward. And not that they start at some arbitrary point and go downward. So it's not that the nervous system is necessary in order to provide for the ongoing development of the embryo. It's controlled not by a central nervous system or something in the head, but it's self-maintained until a particular point. So then obviously begins from the center and moves out. But once the person is alive, le'inin bikuach nefesh, but Abashol certainly would be made, perhaps, I can't prove it, but it's certainly possible that afilo Abashol modi, the ikar chiyut to be apehu, he may agree that you can certainly check and see if a person hasn't been breathing for quite some time. The assumption is that he's beyond resuscitation. The Torah is made that the way in which we are sensitized to life and we see life expressed is in this idea of all that breathes. So the interrelationship with the oxygen in the air, that's what shows us that this thing is a functioning organism. And if that's over, then it's over. Abishol might certainly be made it to that. The question over here is where you've uncovered this person from his feet. You're going up. So now the shaila is, do you have to continue going up to his head, despite the fact that you don't detect a heart? That's the point. In other words, you've uncovered his heart, you can't catch him up, you don't hear anything. Must you check and see whether perhaps you're simply not picking up the pulse, but this person is still breathing shallowly, so you'll have to get to the bottom. Or can you stop at that point? That's the machlokes. But mimala lamata, given the bodik layat otmo, shuvei not tzarich, everybody would be motivated if you first uncovered his head, and you don't pick up any pulse there, and he's not breathing, and clearly has not been breathing for a while. You don't have to continue looking if you could see that this guy hasn't been able to breathe for the past 2 days. He's not living, that's for sure. That everybody is ready to agree to, that if you know that he hasn't been breathing, that is definitely, there's no way to resuscitate. There was once, I mean, we know that this whole sugya has been examined in great detail. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah are walking along the road. Levi Hasadar, Rashi says, I don't know precisely who that is. But it was someone who kept track of all of the various, he was Masada, the Shmuel, the difficult Chami. So Levi Hasadar and Rabbi Shmuel, ben Osher, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah were following him along. And Nish'ala She'ela Zo Bifnihim. Someone asked them, Minayim Lebikuach Nefesh Adochet HaShabbat. But we take all this for granted. What's really the makor of the idea that Bikuach Nefesh, even in these cases of Sfekot and so on, would be Doche Shabbat? So, Na'ana Rabbi Yishmael V'yamach. Look, the Torah says, Im B'mach Teret, Im Matzeh Aganav. Consider for a moment the implication of such a thing. Somebody is sitting in his house, and he hears noises of someone breaking into his house. So what's the halacha? He takes a gun and shoots him. He doesn't say, hey, could we discuss this? Or how about getting out? Or I'm going to call the police. You shoot him. So, how could that be? You don't know if the guy's really dangerous. It could be that the moment that he hears, you know, that you're up and so on, that he's just going to run away. What do you got to shoot him for? Such a stuff. And what we're talking about in shooting this guy, I mean, if it's Shvich is dummy, and we have no reason to assume that 100% the guy's going to kill you. I mean, so Shvich is dummy is a terrible thing. It's the Tamei at Haaret. It's Goreim L'Shchinah Shetistalek B'Yisrael. And nonetheless, this very Chomur Avera is Nidcheh because of the chance that he may kill you. So, I mean, kosher cane. Kavakormela, pikuach nefesh. Where you've got a serious, there's an illness, and the guy's definitely going to die. And you're not being deich that something's going to be matami, the ores, that's going to be gerim, the shechina, you're mechal Shabbos. Okay, not the end of the world. So certainly, halachas kama the kama, that it's deich as a Shabbos. Nenner of the Akiva, the Yama. The Akivas have another explanation. Now, the Gemara later on is going to attack each one of the approaches here. So, save your question, because there's obviously problems here. Rabbi Akiva comes along and he said, well, take a look at this. It says, V'chiyazid ish areyeu lahorgo ba'orma. Somebody kills someone. Me'im nizbechiti kachenu lamut. Even if he's sitting there by the Mizbeach and he's about to start bringing a korban, he's a Kohen, drag him away off the court and get rid of him. Now, what does that imply? Me'im mizbechi v'lo me'am mizbechi. So it's telling us that if he's next to the Mizbeach and he's about to do Aveda, take him away. But if he's in the middle of Aveda, let him finish. Now, we darshan from that. The Omar Rabba Bar Barchan Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Note that the Torah says, Me'im mizbechi tikachenu lamut. You could take him off of the, near the Mizbeach, but not from on the Mizbeach to get rid of him, because he's a murderer. But suppose we would need his testimony to save a murderer who is assumed, here we've got somebody that we're about to kill because we lack someone who might testify in his favor, and this guy has something in his favor, then take him even off the Mizbeach, even in the middle of Aveda, to make sure that he gets to court before they carry out a execution which he might be able to save. So what do you see from there? Now look, over there, do we have any idea whether his testimony is going to make a difference? No idea. The guy says, oh my gosh, they're going to kill this guy. You know, I have something to say in his favor. Who knows? They may say, well, you're crazy. Saying in his favor, he was a good family man. That's not going to help him. But we don't know what he's got to say. So there's a suffix, yesh mamash bidvarav, suffix ein mamash bidvarav. First of all, we don't know if he's going to achieve anything. Furthermore, what we're doing over here is we're being deicha abeda. We're saying, no, stop right now. Leave the carbon. Drag him off the court. Maybe he has something to say. And this aveda that we're dragging him away from is more chamor than Shabbat. Because we would do this aveda to be doicha Shabbat, right? You do the aveda of the carbonus on Shabbat. And nonetheless, we're doicha. It's a kal v'chomer to pikuach nefesh, which is doicha at Shabbat. I mean, over here, it's like many steps to pikuach nefesh. He might be able to save the guy with his testimony. It's a kol shekein, where there's a real pikuach nefesh in front of you, then it's for sure doicha Shabbos. Over there, it's even doicha avayda.
This murder can be
it's not a murder. Two different cases. We were medayik that if he's a murderer, don't take him away to kill him. But if he's a witness for a murderer, do take him away. No, so you see that to save a guy's life, we'll be doicha avayda, and the avayda itself would have been doicha Shabbos. Kol shekein, we'll be doicha Shabbos in a case where there's a clear cut chance. More than here. Nana Rabbi Elazar v'yamar. Rabbi Elazar says, here's my approach. Is Mila doicha Shabbos? And what's Mila? Mila is basically one aver of a person. Uma Mila shu echad me'evarav shel adam. Here we have this verse which doesn't appear elsewhere in all the many places that this is brought. It just says echad me'evarav shel adam. Here it says echad me'matayim varbayim v'shmon evarim shel adam. Dochet ha-shabbat. In other words, in order to fix just one part of a body, will be dochet ha-shabbat. So we're going to fix his entire body, otherwise he's going to die. Obviously we're going to be dochet ha-shabbat. I mean, it's absurd. We're willing to just fix him up in one part. Of course, we're going to fix up his entire body. Rebbe Yos, Rebbe Yeromer, et shabtotai tishmuru. So that would mean that would be an absolute. Et shabtotai tishmuru. No. Yochel ha-kol, you might think that's an absolute under any and all circumstances. Keep Shabbat. Talmud Lomar Ach et Shabtotai Tishmoru. And Ach, every time the Torah uses the word Ach, or uses the word Rak, it means to exclude. Every time it uses the word Gam, or uses the word Et, it comes to include. So an Ach means, but not under all circumstances. Ach, yet there are places where you keep Shabbat, but there are places where you don't. So in other words, it's telling us that we should not apply it as an absolute. In cases of Bikuach Nefesh, so we won't apply it. Rabbi Yonatan ben Yosef Omer, beautiful drasha. It says in the Torah, "Ushmartem et haShabbat ki kodesh hi lachem." That means the Shabbat is yours. You don't belong to the Shabbat; it belongs to you. Isn't that a beautiful drasha? So that means he misurah biyachem, lo atem misurim biyada. You are not in the hands of the Shabbat. The Shabbat is in your hand. So how could you possibly lose your life for Shmirat Shabbat if you're more important than the Shabbat is? So it's clear the way the Torah gives the mitzvah; it's not meant to overwhelm you. Okay, there you go. As clear as you could possibly have it. Reb Shimon ben Menasseh Omer, it says, V'sham Rubnei Yisrael et HaShabbat. What is that? It's a strange way of saying it. See to it that they keep the Shabbat. So what's the Shabbat? The Shamru, you already said that it's a chiyuv of Shabbat. Amra Torah, see to it. In other words, chalel alav Shabbat echad. Look, if you've got to be mechalel Shabbat to allow the Shamru b'nei Yisrael Shabbat, so fine, k'dei shishmor Shabbatot arbet. So therefore it makes sense that if you have to see to it through chilul Shabbat, so see to it through chilul Shabbat that there should ultimately be a shmirat Shabbat. Omer Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, I could tell you one thing. I wasn't alive in those days, but if I were, I have a much better approach than any of them. If I would have been there, I would simply have said, Didi Adifa Bidiru. What I've got to say is so clear and so much better than all of their approaches. Very simple. The Torah says, Ushmartem echukotai v'chai bahem. My mitzvahs are meant to live with, not to die for. And therefore, any mitzvah is not meant to die for.
What about that?
Fine, those are special cases where we saw the where's the exclusion on Shabbat. The Chayim is applied across the board to all mitzvahs, unless there's a Chiyuv of Chilul Hashem to be Meisur Nefesh for Kiddush Hashem. But where would that be? When Shabbat's wife brought
wine?
Not, there's no reason. It says beferish not to. I'll have to have a clear-cut Chiyuv of Mesirut Nefesh in terms of Ahavta Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha. But that's only where it would be Nogea ultimately than Ahava. Why would Shabbat be Nogea than Ahava? So therefore, the V'chaibahem means under any and all circumstances, you have to see to it that you should maintain all possibilities of V'chaibahem, even if it's a suffix, fake, fake, and so this Atosis earlier explained why it is that we don't go Basarov. Goof, it's because of the V'chaibahem. Because V'chaibahem means see to it that you don't come to any possible loss of the V'chaibahem, no matter how small the chances are. Omar Rava, Lekulu Itlu Pirka. The truth is, we can show that each and every one of these approaches can be exposed as incomplete, except for Shmuel's. Bar Mishmuel de Letle Pirka. Nobody's ever come up with an argument against Shmuel's Bechaibahem. And he's right. His explanation is better than everyone's. Let me show you. Rabbi Yishmael, who says, the big riot from Machateret, and look, over here, the guy, I mean, we don't even know if he's coming to kill you. You're still allowed to kill him, and what terrible Aveira. Do make it a Rava? Maybe the whole way to analyze that issue is as Rava did. Do you want Rava my time of the Machteret? What is the basis of the Baba Machteret that I'm supposed to take a gun and shoot a guy? Because Chazakah ein adam ma'amid atzmo al momono. Basically, we can assume that people do not allow someone else to walk off with their money while they're standing there. Therefore, they are going to be moved to irrationally attempt to save their money. But the moment that they do that, the guy who's coming in is well aware of the psychology. So he's breaking into the house, knowing that if the guy suddenly appears, he's going to try to stop him. And he's ready to kill if necessary. He knows this guy's going to try to stop him. And therefore, his intent in breaking in is, if he's going to, and I need to kill him, I'm going to kill him. Torah Amra, and therefore all that the Torah is saying here is Bala Horgecha, someone who's coming to kill you, get rid of him first. Ashkev Lahorgo. In which case, if that's the logic, yes, it's still true that I can prove from here the Pikuach Nefesh for Shabbat, but how do I know about the Sotik? Here I have a chazaka. If a guy has he's got a sore throat. So the doctor says, you've got an infection, you've got to take care of this. No, okay, so what are the chances I'm going to die from a sore throat? But Lamaisa, if it's a sakana, even a suffix sakana, or the cases over here, suffix usham, suffix eder shabbat, so on and so forth. So for that, I should be doing for Shabbos. I mean, you can read a riot from a case of Boban Bakhterek where it's a chazaka that we're going to end up with somebody shot here. Therefore, it's not a good riot. So therefore, all we can prove is that in a case of vanai, but suffix minola. Let's take the next case. Rabbi Akiva says, Me'al Mizbechi will take the guy off to come to court to testify in his benefit, and you have no idea whether that testimony is going to be meaningful. Now, how do you know that that's the case? Maybe Dilma Kide Abaye. Maybe we follow Halacha like Abaye, Dilma Abaye, Masrina like Zuka the Rabbanan, that we always first examine what the guy has to say to see whether, in fact, it'll stand up in court. Leida imamash bidvaran. Find out whether there's serious testimony here. Okay, fine. Then, of course, we'll hold up the execution. We'll take the guy away from the bear, so on and so forth. In which case, again, Ashkechan Vadai, Safik Minala. So again, I only know where there's a Vadai Pikuach Nefesh. How do I, and that he can save. How do I know to be Doicha Shabbos, where there's a chance I'll be able to save him, and so on. There's a chance there's Pikuach Nefesh. Furthermore, Vekulu Ashkechan, in all of the cases, every proof that we have, Shom Rabbanei Yisrael, fine. If I can Vadai have a situation where there'll be a chance of a loss of a Shabbos, okay? Who's to say a suffix? In any case that you're saying, Achalat, Kodeshi Lachem. All of these cases are where it's me against the Shabbos. How about if it's a suffix me against a Vadai Shabbos? How do you know? Yeah.
But in the case of the child murder, it could be an enemy. He has good testimony.
Mm-hmm.
So it could be that the judges will be unanimous.
Fine, that's a chazaka. Your left again? Okay, so it's a chazaka. We also have a vada. We're calling that a vada. Klapi, a situation where you have a fake faker and so on. But the Shmuel, vada vatei pircha. Shmuel has nothing to say against him. Om Rabina Vitamer Nakhbar Yitzhak, that's what people say. Tava Khada Papalta Kharifa, Mimolik Sana the Kari. It's better to have one sharp peppercorn than a whole bushel of pumpkins. We got lots of nice pumpkins over here, they shine, and they, yeah, I mean, you may be able to go to the ball in them, but when it comes 12, they disappear. Look at this. Whereas Shmuel, all he has, well, it's very simple, Vachaiben, don't give me any complexities over here. And that stands up, basically.
But the basis must have been halachah Moshe Mitzrayim before Shmuel came up with his kiddush.
It's not like everything in the Gemara. We have an Hanoga Midari Deres. We know exactly what we're doing. The question is, we'd like to know how we know what we're doing. To recreate a framework that has long been forgotten takes a tremendous amount of effort. The whole Gemara is like that. Josh.
Zuk da Harike Mishnah.
The closing Mishnah. This is it.
Chata Harike lets the Mishnah in the Masech de Yoma.
Chatat v'asham vaday mechapre. A korban chat and a korban osham vaday. So you could have an osham. You could have an osham totally, but asham vaday, which would include the asham for meila and the asham for gizela, where the person is bringing back his gizela. Those are vaday. Those are mechapre. The Gemara will ask, isn't an osham totally mechapre? It says the Farish keeper, but we'll talk about that in the Gemara. Mita v'yom kippurim are also mechapre. But they're mechaperim im ha-teshuvah, together with teshuvah, it seems to be saying. Rashi says, but b'chatas v'hashem also doesn't mean not without teshuvah, because if he's bringing his chatas v'hashem, then why is he bringing it? He's only bringing it because he's a shav. Otherwise, it's really, well, as we said, we only accept the chatas v'hashem from a shav.
As we're doing it.
Yeah, let's assume. I mean, it's a complicated law, because we'll start getting into it tomorrow. Teshuvah mechaperet al averot kalot. Teshuvah would be mechaper by itself on averot kalot, which would include an aseh and a lot aseh. But when it comes to chamurot, tshuva cannot be mechaper, it can be tole. In other words, although the person isn't cleansed of his responsibility, nonetheless, the tshuva prevents anything bad happening to him because of his state of sin. And then when Yom HaKippurim comes along, then the Yom HaKippurim will actually be mechaper. Achi avo Yom HaKippurim, v'yechaper. But if somebody says, "Oh, berech tevi ashuv, tevi ashuv," I'll do a chait, but then I can always do tshuva afterward. In must be kimbi adu lazot tshuva. In such a case, he's not granted the opportunity to do the tshuva. Or if he says, "Echtav yom kippurim mechaper," ein yom kippurim mechaper. In such a case, I mean, we can't stop yom kippurim from coming, but we can certainly say yom kippurim will not be mechaper on an avera which the person did almanat for yom kippurim to be mechaper. Averot shebein adam lamakom. Furthermore, when we say that Yom HaKippurim is mechaper, we're talking about being mechaper on things between man and his God. But averot shebein adam lachavero, something that someone does to someone else, ein Yom HaKippurim mechaper achi ratzet chavero. You have to first get the person to be mochel, then you can go for kapara. Dorash Rav Elazar ben Azariah. It says in the Torah, ki bayom hazeh yechaper alechem letaher etchem mikol chatotechem lifnei Hashem titaru. What's the lifnei Hashem titaru? That dafka averot shebein adam lemakom yom hakipurim mechaper. Those things which are between me and lifnei Hashem, those things it will be mechaper. But averot shebein adam lechavero ein yom hakipurim mechaper ad shiratzet chavero. Omar Rabbi Akiva. There's also a beautiful diak in this pasuk because it says mikol chatotechem lifnei Hashem titaru. That not only means on the chatayim that are lifnei Hashem. It means lifnei Hashem titaru, the tahara is lifnei Hashem. And that's an incredible thing, that a person should be able to find tahara through his presence, of the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore I say, Ashreichem Yisrael, lifnei mi atem etaharis. First of all, it says lifnei Hashem titaru. And furthermore, mi mitaharetchem. What is the source of the tahara that you have? Avichem Shabbat Shamayim. Shenema v'zorakte alechem mayim torim mityatim. The Omer, furthermore, it says, Mikvei Yisrael Hashem. Mikvei Yisrael Hashem means that we're comparing the Dveikus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Dveikus, to a mikveh. Ma mikveh metaheret atmeim, just as the immersion in a mikveh is metaher, af HaKadosh Baruch Hu metaher as Yisrael. So too, the Rambam paskins this by calling the metaphor mehada'at. In other words, the mind, physical, the water is metaher, physical tumah, but the sense of immersion in da'at, immersion and awareness, that itself is the mekor of tahara of the mikveh Yisrael Hashem. And of course, by the same token, it's possible to have a chatzitza. You have a chatzitza that's not a true dveikus to mehadat, and there's something in between you, and it doesn't impact you, it doesn't make any difference, and so on, and that's not considered to be immersion. But in the same way that a mikvah is mitzvah, of course, we use this metaphor all the way through. Someone who is misvada, but isn't ozei v'zacher. So can you look? Toivo v'sheretz b'yado. And this idea of tefillah, the relationship of tahara, because the Torah uses tahara together with kapora and yom ha'kippurim. So in other words, l'chaper eschem, and then it says l'tahir eschem. So the chaper lechem l'tahir eschem, which has very important halachic implication, because it means that yom ha'kippurim is not a kapora on the chet. Yom ha'kippurim acts on you, which the important implication obviously is that despite the fact that you were over yom ha'kippurim, you're still going to have to bring the kapora that you're chayav, because it's a different issue. You can get a kapora on yourself, but you have not addressed the evil that you've done, so you still need to address it. In which case, you're going to still, you were chayav a chatas from before Yom Kippur. Now Yom Kippur in Pesach, what am I going to bring a chatas for? It says, l'chapera lachem l'tahiratam. So what do I don't need it? It's irrelevant. It's a completely different issue. So we're talking about a kapora that's l'tahiratam. Indeed, that's on you and on Yisrael. Says the Gemara, why does the Mishnah say chatat?
Is Rabbi Akiva qualifying? Is he adding something? Is he qualifying? What is he saying?
I mean, he's saying amazing things. Rabbi Lezer only sees it as pasuk that the averis should be no levin amok. Rabbi Akiva is saying that it's the lifnei Hashem, that's the kapara, not that's the avera. So then that means that the act, or the way that Yom HaKippurim is metayer, the way that tshuva works on kapara, is through the presence of HaKadosh Baruch. So it's an elicitation, basically, of lifnei Hashem and that mikveh, the mikveh Yisrael Hashem. Sure, it's amazing. It gives you a completely different way of appreciating the mechanics, so to speak, of the Torah, which by the Rambam says, Kivan shetov al atzmo b'me'adad is mit-tayer. Basically, you can have 50 years of tuma, and the first time you go to the mikvah, all those 50 years is mit-tayer. Same thing would be true of the dipping into the me'adas, the moment that you're completely davuk, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not that there's a magical pu'ula that deals with this issue or that issue. There's a sense of complete immersion, same way that we use it, immersion. Immersion has an effect of taking you out of what you were. Just like the mikveh, you can have water that's not a mikveh. The moment you open it up and you're meshik it to mayim chayim, that water suddenly becomes, now you're immersed in the world's water, so to speak, in primal water. So the same thing is true over here. But if there's no immersion, there's no immersion. Yes, the Gemara. You're telling me that only an Hashem Vada is Mechaper? Well, when Hashem Tolo is not Mechaper? Why do you say Hashem Vada? Just say, Chatat V'Hashem Mechaprim. Well, you're confusing us when you're saying that. I mean, certainly, V'Hakapor K'tiva Be. The Torah says, B'Feirish V'Chiper Alav HaKohen Al Shigegato Asher Shagag. That's the Pasuk of an Hashem Tolo. So how are you telling me an Hashem Tolo is not Mechaper? The Torah says, B'Feirish is Mechaper. No, there's a difference, says the Gemara. Hanech v'chapri kapara gemura. The other karbonas, once you bring that carbon, the kapara is completed. But if you bring an asham talui, and now you found out that you did the avera, so then you're going to have to bring the asham vada, or the chatas vada, that you brought the asham talui for, right? So that means that the asham talui was not really a kapara on the chet. You're bringing it to be tole you from the possibility of chet, and the impact on the forget why, okay, that's complex. But clearly there's a difference. We should look, think about the word. The word chatat and the word asham have totally different meaning. Chatat is focused on the sin. Asham is focused on guilt. So therefore, it's the question of its impact on you. The asham ha-nefesh ha-yi. It's a completely different idea. There's elements of guilt and there's elements of evil. Right. The asham talui is the aspect within you that's affected by the sofet, but has nothing to do with the sin that you did. Therefore, even though it's mechaper, it's not certainly not going to deal with the problem. So as soon as you know that you can bring that carbon, you have to bring that carbon. So I can't list it here together with the chatas and asham vada. It's a totally different issue. And therefore, I don't put it in my mission. So, Hashem Taloyin, Mechaper Kapara Gemura. Or, I got an even beautiful answer, Inami. Hanach Enach Mechaper Kaparatan. If I say Chatat Vasham Vadai Mechaprim, the implication is that they are a unique form of Kapara. And that what is to follow, the Tshuva, or the Yom HaKippurim, which I speak about subsequently, will have no impact on my Chiyav of the Chatas of the Asha. Correct? Because I'm giving you a list. This is A, this is B, this is C, and so on and so forth. Masha Enkid, if I would have included in set A, the set of the Karbanot, I would have included Hashem Talui, that would have been totally misleading. Why? Because it would have implied that nothing from another set can impact what's in this set, and that's not true. Because if someone is Chayav and Hashem Talui before Yom HaKippurim, comes along Yom Kippur, after Yom Kippur, he's no longer Chayav the Hashem Talui. Ah! Of course, that's the whole point. Because the Hashem Talui was focused on you, and Yom Kippur was focused on you. So I can't possibly put it in to the category of the Chatas and Hashem Vada. Titznan, Chayavei Chataot V'Hashemot V'Dain. Someone who's Chayav Chatas or Hashem Vada, She'avar Aleihem Yom HaKippurim. They can't say, well, plates all over. We were mechaper Yom Kippur, took care of the whole thing. Just saved myself $200. But they're chayavin afterwards. Whereas ashamot shluyin are peturin. So obviously it's a totally different type of kapora and can't be put in the same set of chatat basham ladayim. Mitav yom kippurim mechaperim im hateshuva.
If he brought Hashem talui, and before Yom Kippur he discovered he was chayav, he has to bring a korban.
Yeah, and then he'll have to bring it even after Yom Kippur.
But if he discovered after Yom Kippur, he says that
he'll also have to bring it, but he won't bring his Hashem talui. Yom Kippur is not mechaper on any chet. It's mechaper on your doing that. It's a completely different issue. So therefore, the chet remains untouched by Yom Kippur. If the Torah prescribed a particular solution to this chet, the solution still obtains after Yom Kippur. Why wouldn't it?
But if he didn't bring his Hashem talui before Yom Kippur, he doesn't have to bring it.
Because the Hashem talui was never focused on the chet. You don't even know if there was a chet. The Hashem talui was focused on the impact of the suffix on you. Fine. So is Yom Kippur. So if Yom Kippur passes, so does the Hashem talui pass. But if it turns out that the chet is extended, now you have to deal with it. Just as you would have in terms of Yom Kippur itself or the Hashem talui itself. Both of those are only tolim. They're never going to deal with the chet itself. So everything makes perfectly good sense. Clear, rational, everything in its place. But says the Mishnah that the mitah and Yom HaKippurim are only mechaper with teshuvah, what is it, right? Mechaper in imat teshuvah. So if a guy does not do teshuvah on Yom Kippur, that means it's not going to help him. But wait, not everybody agrees with that. Imat teshuvah in, but b'fnei atzmo lo. So in other words, you're telling me that the Mishnah is b'feirush shelo k'Rebbe. Because we know Rebbe does not agree with that. The Tanya Rabbi Omer, al kol avirot shebatorah, bein asat teshuvah, bein lo asat teshuvah, Yom HaKippurim mechaper. Here we go. Rebbe says, "Beferush, you do not need tshuva, and Yom HaKippurim is a reality that brings kapara. Chutz, except for those cases where just dvar Hashem bazar, porek ol, so a guy denies mitzvahs, he's called for beikah, or he's megaleh panim betorah, he speaks arrogantly about, you know, basically a Bible critic type of approach. Now, you know, this was God Joe that wrote this one, and this was God Harry that wrote that one. And, you know, there's nothing. I mean, is there really any rational explanation for this absurd pasuk type of drushes? Gemara says Menashe used to bring. You know, that type of thing is megaleh panim, but chutzpah to discuss Torah as if it's a university topic, a subject." So over there, or may fair brit basar, he cancels brit milah. Over there, only if he masat teshuvah. So then Yom HaKippur mechaper. Vim lo asat teshuvah, even I, Rebbe, agree in a Yom HaKippur mechaper. But on other things, Yom HaKippur will be mechaper on its own. Here the Mishnah says Yom HaKippur is a mechaper, but only with teshuvah. So it means the Mishnah shaloka Rebbe. So Gemara, no. How do you know to read the Mishnah like that? Afilu tamer Rebbe. Maybe the Mishnah is Rebbe. Maybe the Mishnah is saying that Yom HaKippurim is mechaper im ha-tshuva, meaning that if I just do teshuva, it's not enough because I need Yom HaKippurim. But it doesn't mean that if I have Yom HaKippurim, I need tshuva. So Yom HaKippurim is mechaper with the tshuva that the person does, but not the tshuva alone. So that may be tshuva indeed by Yom HaKippurim. There are things that we need Yom HaKippurim for, and the tshuva will not complete. But Yom HaKippurim, lo boi teshuvah. How do you see from here that when you have Yom Kippur, that necessarily you need teshuvah in order to be mechaper those things? Not necessarily. Teshuvah mechaperet al averot kalot al asei ve'alotas. Excuse me. I mean, did you really need to say al asei ve'alotas? Obviously, the moment you say Shuva mechaperes afilu alota ases. An asay is always less chomer than a lotase. So what do you have to say? Al asay v'alotase. Hashta alotase mechaperes. I mean, al asay mi boy, but I have a suffix. Obviously, it's mechaper on the mitzvah asay. Omer Rav Yehuda, no, that's the point the Mishnah is making. It is not mechaper on a true love. It's mechaper on a love that would fit in the set of asay. Well, what is that supposed to mean? It means al asay ve'alot asay shinitak la'asay. The type of mitzvah lot asay, which is mitukan through an asay, where there'll never be a fee of a malchus on it. The Torah gave it in order for you to be mitakene through some other action. That's the equivalent of an asay in terms of its level of umrah. That's the point the Mishnah is making now. Asay, or a lot asay, which is the equivalent of an asay, because it's nitek lasay, that tshuva is mechaperon. But on a real lot asay, tshuva will not be mechaperon. So Valota Segamur would not be Mechaperon. Tomorrow the Gemara is going to ask, Valota Segamur, no? V'raminu elo ena kalot ese Valota se. It means kalot, the truth is Mechaperon. But this we'll get into, it's a big sugya, we'll get into it tomorrow, Bezrat Hashem. Mishnah falalav mafolet my koma lomi boy koma lomi boy safek sham safek eno sham di itech ayud mafakhin el afilu safek chay safek meit mafakhin but lomi boy safek chay safek meit Yisrael afilu safek kuti safek Yisrael mafakhin mitzau chay mafakhin mitzau chay I hope so lo tzricha afilu chay sha'a in meit yidichu also pshita no lo tzricha elo lo rebutim and martish. The Tanya, he must have been at the Beit Vipnei Adlikam, Rav Yudim and Lakish. Shamati Shematzilin at the Beit Vipnei Adlikam. So here the Mishnah is saying, I feel Rav Yudim and Lakish, lo kama lami tov shatam ulam le tov. I lo sarita lai ati lechavuye, sharita lai ati lechavuye. Aval achi lo sarita lai mayita lemevet anyway. Tana Rabban, arech anu bodek, ad chotmo, v'yesh omrim ad libo. Badak u matzel yonim meitu, lo yomar kvar meitu ataktonim. Indeed, maaseh yom matzor yonim meitim ataktonim chayim. So, neim hanitanoi kanitanoi. Tatan mihefen avlad, notzar mirosho. Shneema, mimei mi ata gozi. Viomer gozi mizrech vashmichi. Abashol omer mitiburo. And then from there, mishalech shorashav elef ve'elef. No, filetem abashol. Ad kanokom abashol, atamen olinim yitzirat achomili mimitziyat anitzar. אבל אני ביקור נפש אפילו אבא שאומר, זה די כפיו את הבאפיו. תכתיב כל אשר נשמת רוח חיים באפיו. אומר פאפה, מחלוקת ממטה למעלה, אבל ממעלה למטה, כיוון לבודק ליד חותמו, שוב אינו צריך, תכתיב כל אשר נשמת רוח חיים באפיו. וכבר היה רבי שמעון רבי עקיבא רבי אלעזר בן עזריה מלכה בדרך, ולוי הסדר רבי שמעון בנו של רבי אלעזר בן עזריה מלכה אחריה. נשאלה שאלה זו בפניהם, מניין לפיקוח נפש שדוחה את השבת נענה רבי שמעון ואמר, אם במחתרת יימצא הגנב, ומה זה שספק על ממון בה, ספק על נפשות בה, ושפיכות דמים מטמא את הארץ וגורם לשכינה שתסתלק בישראל. ניתן להצילו בנפשו, קל וחומר לפיקוח נפש שדוחה את השבת. נענה רבי עקיבא אמר וכי יזיד איש הרעהו, מאם מזבחי, תיקחנו למות, מאם מזבחי, ולא מעל אז מזבחי. And on that, Rabbi Barachan Amr Yochanan pointed out that it's Loshana Lelahamid, it's saying Lamut, Aval Achayot, for Edus, Afilu Mi'al Mizbechi. So now think, Ma'azeh, Shesafik Yesh Mamash Bedvarav, Safik Im Mamash Bedvarav. Furthermore, we're being Deicha Aveda, which itself is more common than Shabbos, and Deicha Shabbos. It's the Kavachon, the Bikorach HaNavish, for sure it's Deicha Shabbos. Nana Rabbi Elazar Yamar, Ma Mila, Sheechad Bimatayim Arbaim Shmonei Varim Shabba Adam is Deicha Shabbos. קל וחומר לכל גופו שדוחה את השבת. רבי עזר רבי ידע אומר, את שבתותיי תשמורו, יוכל הכל, אבל אומר, אך את שבתותיי תשמורו, חלק. רבי יונתן בן יוסף אומר, כי קודש היא לכם, היא מסורה בידכם, לא אתם מסורים בידם. רב שמעון בן מנשה אומר, ושמרו בני ישראל את השבת, אמרה תורה חלל עליו שבת אחת, כדי שישמור שבתות הרבה. אמר רבי יונה משמול, אי אהבה אדם, אהבה מין ידידי עדיף ומדידכו, וחי בהם, ולא שימות בהם. אמר רבי לכולו, איפה פירך, בא בני שמול, הולד לי פירך. אמר רבי שמול, פשט, maybe like רבי, אמר רבי, מי טיים ממחתרת, חזקה ידע אדם, מה מן עצמו, ממון ומי מידי יודע, וכל האפי, ואומר מכל האפי כתיד עלי, התור אמר, בא להרגע, כאשכם לא הרגעו, ואשכם ועדי, how would I know ספק ביקוח נפש דור השבת מנולה? Rabbi Akiva also, maybe like Abaya, who said we don't know whether he has something to say. Abaya said, Mazrina Lezuga to Rabbanah first, Leidan Yesh Mamash Bedvarav, in which case again, Ashkan Vadai, Safik Minala. Indeed, all of the cases, Ashkan Kulun, we have the same question. They all make a great deal of sense. If it's Vadai Pikuach Nefesh, how about Safik? But Shmuel, the Chaybam, is under all circumstances. So they're let by Pircha, because it means you have to actively pursue life against Shabbat. Under any circumstances. Even Sufik, Sveik, Sveik, and so on and so forth. Om Ravina Itemra Nagma Yitzchak. Tava Chada Papa de Charifta. Mi Molei Tzana de Kari. Chatat Vyasham Vadai Mechaprim. Mita Vyoma Kippurim Mechaprim. Barima Tshuva. Tshuva mechaperet al averot kalot, al haseiva lo taseh. But al hachamurot, the tshuva is only tola, ad sheyavo yom hakippurim yechaper. Ha'omer echtav yashuv, echtav yashuv. Ein maspikim bidado lasot teshuva. Echtav yom hakippurim mechaper. Ein yom hakippurim mechaper. Averot shebin adam lamakom yom hakippurim mechaper. Averot shebin adam lachavero. Ein yom hakippurim mechaper. Ad sheyratzev chavero. Dorshu b'lozo b'nazayu mikol chatotechem lifnei Hashem titaru. Averot shebin adam lamakom yom hakippurim mechaper. Averot shebin adam lachavero ein yom hakippurim mechaper. Ad sheyratzev chavero. Omer b'yakiva ashreichem Yisrael lifnei mi atem metaharim u mi metaharetchem. The Girsa, by the way, Yerushalmi here is umi, which is why that's the way that we say it all over. Umi metaharetchem. Avichem shebashamayim shemar v'zarakti alakem mayim torim metiatem. V'yomer mikve Yisrael Hashem, ma mikve metaharet atmehim, af HaKadosh Baruch Hu metaharet Yisrael. Hashem vaday in, Hashem talui lo, hakapara k'tiva bebeferesh. Yes, but ana b'chaper kapara gemura. Hashem talui ena b'chaper kapara gemura. Furthermore, hanach ein acher mekaper kaparatam, Hashem talui, acher of the lists here, mekaper kaparatatatam, chayavei chatot v'ashamot vada'im, she'avar aleim Yom HaKippurim is still chayav, but ashamot luyim become potter of Yom HaKippurim. Mitav Yom HaKippurim mechaperim ima teshuva, and only ima teshuva, but b'fnei atzman lo, which is the local Rebbe, huh? The Tanya Rebbe Omer Kol Averot Shebatorah Ben Aseret Teshuva Ben Lo Aseret Teshuva Yom HaKippurim Mechaper Chutz Biporek Ol Mitzvot Begalei Panim Batorah Umeifer Brit Basar. We're over there only Im Aseret Teshuva Then Yom HaKippurim Mechaper Vim Lo Aseret Teshuva In Yom HaKippurim Mechaper. No, Filu Teima Rebbe, the meaning of the Mishnah Bei Pi to read Teshuva is Mechaper, meaning Yom HaKippurim with the tshuva will help. The tshuva alone won't help. The tshuva by Yom HaKippurim. But Yom HaKippurim maybe will work without the tshuva. Tshuva mechaperet al averot kalot, al haseiva alot haseh. You say alot haseh mechaperet. What do you need to say essay for? Amar Rav Yehuda Achikama, al haseh and an alot haseh, which is similar to an haseh because it's nitik laseh. What? The alot haseh gamur lo? V'raminu, ha-ha! Mishnah falalav mapolet my comma lomi boy comma lomi boy safek sham safek no sham di ite chayud mafakrin ela filu safek chayz safek meit mafakrin for lomi boy safek chayz safek meit Yisrael a filu safek kuti safek Yisrael mafakrin mitzau chay mafakrin mitzau chay I hope so lo tzricha filu chayisha. In made Yidichu, also Pshita. No, the Tzricha, El of the Rav Yudim and Lakish. The Tanya, Ima Tzilinat Abed, Pitnei Adlikam, Rav Yudim and Lakish. Shamati Shemet Tzilinat Abed, Pitnei Adlikam. So here, the Mishnah is saying, Afilu Rav Yudim and Lakish, Lo Kamen Amitok Shadam Ulam Lito. Ilo Sarita, Lai Ati Lechavuye, Sarita Lai Ati Lechavuye. Avalach, Ilo Sarita, Lai Mayita Lemevet anyway. Tana Rabban, Arech Anu Bodek, Ad Chotmo. V'yesh Omrim, Ad libo, badak u'matzel yonim meitu, lo yomar kvar meitu atachtonim. Indeed, ma'aseh yom matzel yonim meitim atachtonim chayim. So neymar hanitanoi kanitanoi, datan mihetan avlad, notzar mirosho, sh'neymar mime'ei mi atagozi, v'yomer gozi nizreich v'ashmichi, abashol omer mitiburo, and then from there mishalech shorashav elef ve'elef. No, filo teima abashol. Ad kano kama abashol, atam elonin yitzirat ha chomide mi mitziyata nitzar. Avolinim bikoag nefesh, filo abashol mo, the dikach yuta be'apiyu. Dektiv kol asher nishmat ruach chayim be'apav. Omrif pava makloket mimata lamala, avo mimala lamata, given the barak layat chotmo, shuv eno tzorich, dektiv kol asher nishmat ruach chayim be'apav. Uchvar haya rabbi shmon, rabbi akiv, rabbi lozim ben azayim, alt mederach. The Levi Asadar, Rabbi Yishuon ben Ashur, Belaz ben Azayim, Alkan Afrayim. Nishala Shela Zo Bifneim. Minayim Bepikoach Nefesh Adoch Et HaShabbat Nana Rabbi Yishuon V'yamar. Im B'mach Teret Imatzei Haganab, U'mazah Shesafek Al Mamon Ba, Safek Al Nefashot Ba, U'shvichut Amim Metamei Et HaAretz V'gorim L'Shechina Shetistalek B'Yisrael. Nitam Atzilo Ben Afsho, Kavokom Lepikoach Nefesh Adoch Et HaShabbat. Nana Rabbi Akivi Amar V'chiyazid Yish HaRayehu. Meim mizbechi, tikafen alamud. Meim mizbechi, v'lo mi'alaz mizbechi. And on that, Rabbi Bar Rachan Amr Rabbi Yochanan pointed out that it's Loshon Lelahamit, it's saying Lamut, Aval Achayot, for Edus, Afilu Me'al Mizbechi. So now think, Mazeh, Shesafik Yesh Mamash B'dvarav, Safik Im Mamash B'dvarav. Furthermore, we're being Deicha Aveda, which itself is more common than Shabbos, and Deicha Shabbos. Zekah V'chom, Lepi Koach HaNavish, for sure it's Deicha Shabbos. Nana Rabbi Elazar V'Yamar, Ma Mila, Shechad B'Matayim Arvayim Shmonei Varim Shabadam is Deicha Shabbos. Kal v'chol mer l'chol gufo shedokhei et ha-shabbat. Rabbi Yezir, Rabbi Yudah omer, et shabtotai tishmoru, yochol akol tabnor, ach et shabtotai tishmoru, chalak. Rabbi Yonatan ben Yosef omer, ki kodesh hi lachem, hi misura biyadchem, lo atem misurim biyadam. Rabbi Shimon ben Menasseh omer, v'shamru v'nei Yisrael et ha-shabbat, amra Torah chalel olav shabbat achat, kedei shishmor shabbatot harbei. I'm Rabbi Yonam Shmuel. Yavai Adam. Ava mina didi adif mi bidchu. V'chai ben. V'lo shiamut ben. Omar Rabbi l'kulu ikus pircha. Bar ben Shmuel. Let le pircha. Rabbi Shmuel's pshat. Maybe like Rabbi. Yom Rabbi my time me machtere. Chazakai yada mami natsma. Mamon vay mida yada. Kaj la api vami kaj la api katia dalei. Hator amar bala arga kashkem lor ago. Vashkem vaday. How would I know Suffolk? Bikuach nefesh doga shabbos minola. Rabbi Akiva also, maybe like Abaya, who said we don't know whether he has something to say. Abaya said, Mazrina Lezuga the Rabbana first, Leda and Yeshma Mashbid Varab, in which case again, Ashkem Vadai, Safik Minala. Indeed, all of the cases, Ashkem Kulun, we have the same question. They all make a great deal of sense. If it's Vadai, Pikuach Nefesh, how about Safik? But Shmuel, the Chaybam, is under all circumstances. So there, let Leit Pircha, because it means you have to actively pursue life against Shabbat. Under any circumstances, even Safik, Sveik, Sveik, and so on and so forth. Om Ravina Etem Renagma Yitzchak, Tava Chada Papal Techarivta, Vimalei Tzana Dekari. Chatat V'Hashem Vadai Mechaprim. Mita V'Yom HaKippur Mechaprim, Barima Tshuva. Tshuva Mechaparet Al Averot Kalot, Al Aseva Lot Aseh. But Al HaMurot, the Tshuva is only Tola, Ad Sh'Yavo Yom HaKippur V'Yechaper. Omer Echtav Yashuv, Echtav Yashuv, אין מספיקים מידו לעשות תשובה. אכתב יום הכיפורים מכפר. אין יום הכיפורים מכפר. עבירות שבין אדם למקום יום הכיפורים מכפר. עבירות שבין אדם לחברו. אין יום הכיפורים מכפר. עד שירצה את חברו. דור שבלעזר בן עזריה מכל חטותיכם לפני השם תתארו. עבירות שבין אדם למקום יום הכיפורים מכפר. עבירות שבין אדם לחברו. אין יום הכיפורים מכפר. עד שירצה את חברו. אומר ועקיבא, אשריכם ישראל. לפני מי אתם מתארים ומי מתאר אתכם? The Girsa, by the way, in Yerushalmi here is ומי, which is why that's the way that we say it all over. ומי מתאר אתכם? אביכם שבשמיים שנאמר וזרקתי עליכם מים טהורים וטהרתם, ואומר מקווה ישראל השם, מה מקווה מתאר את הטמאים, אף הקדוש ברוך הוא מתאר את ישראל. השם ודאי, אין, השם תלוי, לא, הכפרה כתיבה בפרש. Yes, but אנא וחבר כפרה גמורה. Hashem Toloi ain't a mechaper kapara gemur. Furthermore, Hanach ain't acher mechaper kaparatan. Hashem Toloi acher of the lists here mechaper kaparatan. Chayavichatot Hashemot vadaim she'avayalim Yom Kippurim still chayav, but Hashemot Luyim become potter after Yom Kippurim. Mitav Yom Kippurim mechaprim imat teshuvah, and only imat teshuvah. But b'fnei atzman lo, which is the local rabbi, huh? The Tanya Rebbe Omer Kol Averot Shabbat Torah Ben Hazat Teshuvah Ben Lo Hazat Teshuvah Yom HaKibur Mechaper Chutz B'Porek Al Mitzvot B'Galet Pani B'Torah U'Mefer Brit Basar. We're over there only Im Hazat Teshuvah Den Yom HaKibur Mechaper Vim Lo Hazat Teshuvah En Yom HaKibur Mechaper. No. Filu Teva Rebbe, the meaning of the Mishnah may be to read Teshuvah is Mechaper, meaning Yom HaKippurim with the tshuva will help. The tshuva alone won't help. The tshuva by Yom HaKippurim. But Yom HaKippurim maybe will work without the tshuva. Tshuva mechaperet al averot kalot, al aseva alot ase. You say alot ase mechaperet. What do you need to say ase for? Om revira achikama. Al ase and on alot ase, which is similar to an ase, because it's nitik la ase. What? Vi alot ase gamur lo? Vraminu, ha-ha.